that gladly beats it. Jesus left heaven to die in my place. What mercy, what love, and what grace.
This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the Word of God. Your speaker today is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. I want to speak to you today on some things that are short mentioned in the Bible. That little word short is a word that we hear and have experienced many a time during the week or during the month or year. As we travel by automobile, sometimes we find ourselves short of gas. Other times we may be short of money. There's a number of things that we find that we're short on. But today I'm going to read up some things in the Word of God, and they are short. First one I call our attention to is Romans chapter 3, and about the last verse, "For all have sinned and come short," and come short, why you say, of what? The glory of God. Now I tell you, friends, that's very solemn, very searching, when men are short of the glory of God. If I'm short of time, I may be inconvenienced or inconvenience others. But if I'm short of the glory of God, that will shut me out of heaven and shut me out forever. So let me press upon our hearts and minds again at this time the importance of being ready for that coming day, lest I be found short. What a terrible thing it is when we're short of certain things that we need. And I want to tell you, friends, we need heaven above every other one thing that we could have. And heaven has been opened to us and for us by the Lord, but He has a way out to heaven and a way of salvation. And lest we miss the mark, He wants us to make very, very sure that we are ready for that place. I repeat the verse of Scripture once again, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It is sin that makes us short, and it is sin that shuts us out of heaven. And the Word of God says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That took in the speaker, that takes in the human family, and someone has said in return, "Then what can I do? If I'm short, that leaves me out." Well, that is a very serious place to be in, and yet we thank God today that provision has been made for those that are short. Why, the Word of God speaks to us in language like this: we are as water spilt on the ground that cannot be gathered again. That's the Word of God, friends, and you have had that experience, spilling water on the ground, then try to gather it up. You say that's a human, physical impossibility. Well, the Word of God says we are as water spilt on the ground that cannot be gathered again. That leaves us, friends, without any hope in this world. But I thank God there's one that stood in the breach, and there is one that can make up that shortage, and that is not the speaker, and that is not you yourself, but that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That one came down from heaven that He might save men and women and have them in the glory with Himself. The Word of God gives us a verse like this, that God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God is interested in that class of people that have come short of the glory of God, and He's made it possible for us that we can attain that glory. Not by human merit, or not by anything we may have done or anyone else in this world outside of the Lord of glory that came from heaven. The Word of God speaks of Him and says, I am He that came down from heaven. He lived with God the Father in the glory in the ages past. And one day He said, My delights are with the sons of men. He saw men from the heights of His sanctuary in all their sin and in all their ruin, in all their degradation. And He loved us and pitied us then and when we were still in our sins. Well, the Word of God says, this is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I wonder, friend, tonight, as you hear this word, I wonder if at this very moment you are a sinner in the sight of God. Yes, you say I am, and I've prayed about it, and I've shed tears over my sin. Indeed, I have been greatly concerned and exercised about my sin, and I've tried in every way to put away that sin. Well, friend, you cannot do that, but one that came down from the glory and came down to this earth for that purpose, that He might take away the sin of the world. Possibly you will remember John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 29, and it brings before us, Behold the Lamb of God. That word behold is like the word look. Look, the Lamb of God. And then sometime we sing, Look to the Lamb of God. See the man of Calvary. See the man dying for sin. And there on that cross, He bare our sin in His own body on the tree, on Calvary's cross. And then again, let me repeat, He said He was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Our Savior said about His blood, This is my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sins. And then He says again, Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But His precious blood was shed, that body bruised for sin, when He went to the cross, when God the Father gathered up the sins of humanity, and He laid them on Christ on the cross, and there under the load of our sin, He died and paid in full everything for everything that stands between you and a holy God. Now God tonight looks down from the heights of His sanctuary on the sons of men, and as He looks down upon from the heights of His sanctuary, His eye rests upon Calvary. His eye rests upon the blood. And then He said, When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, make sure, beloved friends, you are sheltered at this time under the precious redeeming blood of Christ, and then you will not come up short. Let me repeat that verse again. He said, All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but that may be verily true. And yet again, let me repeat, God has a divine panacea, and that's His well-beloved Son who died for sin on the cross, and if you receive Him today, you can and you may be saved. Well, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 29, the time is short. The time is short. Oh, you see, I got plenty of time. Well, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Behold, now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. Make sure, friend, you are in time, lest you come up short, and lest you find yourself just outside the door, so near, and yet so far. Some are saying, possibly at this time, I intend to get saved, I want my sins forgiven, and I'm waiting for that moment to take place in my life. But now is the time, and now is the day, and Christ is the way, and the Word of God says, As many as receive Him. Let me plead with you as I draw this little message to a close, that if you accept Christ today, John's Gospel 1 and 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. It's so simple, yet it's so wonderful, and it's God's easy, artless, unencumbered plan, so easy that if any sinner will take God at His word and receive the Son of God as his Savior, that soul will pass from death unto life, from the power of Satan to God, and will be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Make sure you do not come up short.